Well, look what I brought with me this morning.
What? A bubble thing?
It's a beach ball. It's just about that time of year when we need beach balls, and the weather outside is 95 degrees. The pool's filling up, and we need a beach ball. You know, there's a lot of neat things you can do with a beach ball.
Blow it up.
Well,
Well,
popping it wouldn't be too fun. But, well, probably be fun once, but that's about it. But this is a pretty color. It's blue. It's got little flowers all over it. And, you know, you can bounce it. You can play like beach volleyball with it. Pass it back and forth. But the way it is right now, you can't do a whole lot with it, can you?
No.
No, it's a little bit flat. It's not really good for a whole lot. A little. A little bit flat. So what do you think would make this better? What is this missing?
Air.
Hot air. Hot air. Hot air on this side.
Cold.
And cold air on this side. Okay. The air. It needs air. It needs somebody to breathe into it, doesn't it?
I reckon, but yeah. I don't have that kind.
You don't have that kind? It's a small beach ball, Bill. Wouldn't take a whole lot. I bet Lauren could do it, huh? You think you could do it?
Can I try?
You can try. But I brought this today because today is a special day in the life of the church. Today is the day of Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost is the day when God breathed life into his church. More than anything, he breathed life into his church because today is the day he sent the Holy Spirit. And God promised the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised before he left earth that the Holy Spirit would come to be help to the disciples and to start the church. And if you'll remember, a couple weeks ago when we had our Easter series and we were talking about all the numbers, we talked about how the disciples were afraid. Do you remember that? Remember talking about the disciples being afraid? They were hiding. And they were hiding because they were scared. And they didn't have Jesus with them anymore to be their leader. And they were afraid. Thank you. And they were afraid to go out. So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. And God breathed life into the church. And he caused them to not be afraid anymore. Because the Holy Spirit was with them. And because of that, they could go out. And they could preach the gospel. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they did. And you know, it didn't even matter what language you spoke. And I wrote this down because God loves us so much. Look at this. Lauren, look at this. Say, do amez-vous.
Do amez-vous.
That means God loves you in French. And so if the disciples were out and someone spoke French, it didn't matter what the disciples said. The people understood that God loved them because they could hear it in their own language. And I get Spanish and Greek and Latin and German and Portuguese and Dutch and Norwegian. It didn't matter because the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to go out and to preach the gospel to everyone so that everyone had a chance to hear it and to know that God loves us all, no matter what language we speak. And, yeah, so.
I speak that German.
You speak the German one. Gottlieb Sie, if you speak German, means
and
God loves you.
If it's in English, it's God love you.
And if it's in English, it's God loves you. And if you can understand English, then you've got that. That's right. And but the disciples weren't afraid. And
isn't it kind of like love? It fills up your heart?
It does. It fills up your heart. That's a great way to say that. God fills up our heart and fills it to overflowing so much that we have to share it. We have to share the love of God with everyone. And that's what the disciples did then. They built the church because everyone was able to hear the good news that God loved them. And the Bible tells us thousands and thousands were brought to God and formed the early church because people weren't afraid to go out and tell the good news to everyone. And that's what God still wants us today. The Holy Spirit is still here. He is still with us, and he wants the church to be alive and kicking. And he wants us to go out and tell everyone we know, whether they speak French or Spanish or Greek or Latin or German.
Germans.
And he wants us to tell them that God loves them. God loves them so much, he wants us all to know. He wants us to know here at Ross Community United Methodist Church that he loves us so much. And he wants everyone to know how much Ross Community Church loves everyone. So let's remember to go out and tell everyone that God loves them this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we cannot thank you enough for sending your Son to teach us so much, to start that early church, and then, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit so that we are not afraid to go out and tell others about you. Help us to remember how much you love us, Lord, and to spread that word to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.